This is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to Donna Galari.
Speaking.
Donna, just so you know, I'm not selling anything, and I'm not going to ask you for any donations. The purpose of my call is because we're conducting an opinion research about Phoenix. Do you have a couple minutes?
What's a few minutes?
6 minutes, 6 to 7 minutes at the most.
I'm walking into a restaurant right now, so could you call me back tomorrow? I'll be free.
What about if we rush through it? 5 minutes.
Okay, hurry up.
Okay. Do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I do.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things in Phoenix are going on the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
No, there's too many homeless people, and there's too many homeless people doing drugs on corners.
Okay. So that would be wrong track?
Yep.
Okay. Now I'd like to ask you some questions about Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Ave, and east of Hilla River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read it again?
No, it's clear.
Thank you. First question, and just to make sure we're speaking to all ages, may I ask the year you were born?
50s, how about that? I'm not going to give you the year I was born.
Okay, 50s, okay, no problem. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descendant?
No.
No, okay, do you consider yourself white, African-American, black, Pacific Islander, Asian, multiracial? Ma'am? Hello, Donna? Hello, Donna?
Hello?
Hello, Donna, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I lost you.
I'm so sorry. I lost you for a minute. No, I was asking if you consider yourself white, African American, black, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander.
I'm white.
White. Okay, thank you so much. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say it's good. It's getting built up.
Okay, now I'm going to read a list of things that people will say that improve the life, the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the life quality. 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You may use any number from 1 through 5. Higher number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. Better public transportation options.
5.
More affordable housing options to rent and or buy?
5.
More good paying jobs?
5.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
5.
More parks and recreational opportunities?
5.
Better street and road maintenance?
5.
More dining and entertainment options?
5.
Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, looking for work, retired, student, or homemaker?
I'm employed.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
I would say 4.
I'm sorry, what was that?
4.
Okay. Too few, that will be, right?
Yes.
Okay, and thinking about businesses in your area, will you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Too few, thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine. Grocery stores and supermarkets?
No.
No. Restaurant, bars, entertainment venues?
Yes.
That will be somewhat yes or strongly yes?
Strongly yes.
Doctor offices and hospitals.
Strongly yes.
Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Strongly yes.
Dollar stores and discount chains.
Strongly yes.
Thank you. Next question. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses will you most like to see more of in Laveen?
Clothing stores, restaurants,
okay,
coffee shops.
Okay. Thank
you so much. Movie theater.
Thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not at all of a problem?
Very big problem.
Very big problem. Thank you. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a big problem, fairly big problem, moderate problem, slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you so much. Next question. We're about to be done now. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Single-family detached homes.
Yes.
That will be strong yes or somewhat yes?
Strongly yes.
Housing options for seniors.
Strongly yes.
Multifamily housing like apartments and condominiums.
No, I don't want that.
Townhouses or attached homes?
No.
Thank you. Next. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
Less than four.
Okay, less than four. Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, live with a friend or family?
Own.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Are you in favor or you oppose that?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Changing zone laws to allow a mix of single-family homes like townhouses and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
No.
Do you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Changing zone laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Strongly oppose.
Changing zone laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly opposed.
Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Strongly opposed.
Changing zone laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions about statistical purposes. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
High school.
High school, thank you. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125, more than 125?
That's it.
Okay. 100 to 125?
Yes.
Thank you. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I ask you your first name?
Donna.
Thank you. You have a good one. Thank you for your time and
Thanks.
Your opinion.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.